Hi, this is a dictation for Regano Jones, Regano Jones, data services 8/27/2025. Patient date of birth is 11/24/1993, date of accident is 4/5/2025. This is a patient who was involved in an automobile accident in a T-bone passenger side while she was a resident driver. The impact has caused her pain in the neck and the mid-back, lower back, headaches, pain in the left leg. Secondary to this accident, from the time of accident, shooting pain is described to the left arm and the right leg. Left arm and left leg, with the involvement of second, third, fourth, and fifth finger, and third, fourth, and fifth toe, all the way. It is in T3-4-5 nerve distribution and L3-4 and S1-S2 nerve distribution. Some headaches were also begin, but they were not significant. The patient currently has pain level which is 7 to 8, affecting the neck, mid-back, lower back, and shooting pain to the left arm and left leg with numbness and tingling. ADLs are affected 8. ADLs are affected 7. She does have some pain in the left knee, which is painful on climbing stairs. And she does report 40 to 50% improvement in her symptoms overall since the time of headache accident. Headaches are now 5 or 6 times a week. It is pain in the right shoulder is 6. Although patient has no restriction or painful active motion, while on the left side, pain level is 9 to 10. And patient is able to move her shoulder up to 90 degrees. She does have mild loss of balance, memory loss, heart problem. No depression or anxiety is revealed. Patient has a constant shooting pain to the left leg, front and back, as well as to the left arm, front and back. Please review the records for the ADLs. System review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance history. Blood pressure is 125/96. Pulse is 75, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam will remain the same as previous visit dated 8/11/2025, dictation number 0811-030. The patient has had a MRI for the thoracic spine that was found to be completely normal and no evidence of any spine or disc issues noticed. He does have a disc herniation at C4-5 and C5-6, while bulging disc at L4-5, L5-S1, and facet hypertrophy is reported. Patient has been advised to consider injection to the facet joint and epidural injection to the lumbar and cervical spine to improve the healing. Physical therapy 2 times a week is ordered to the neck and the lower back and both shoulders and the left knee. Traction massage, echotherapy, chiropractic care has been also been ordered. Patient goes to work 7 hours, 5 days, 5 pound lifting limit, light duty job. Oscillator replacement has been also been ordered. Patient is provided with a Norco 7.5/325, 1 pill a day for 15 days. Patient will be scheduled for the procedures. Medications are provided for Regano Jones are as follows. Patient is provided with meloxicam 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, cyclobenzaprine for 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Wellbutrin XR 150 milligram twice a day for depression, amitriptyline for sleep 50 milligram at night, Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep, bladder ointment for topical pain relief is also provided. So far the patient is stable, shall be seen in 15 days time. Thank